obviously there are limits to what you can actually do in the winter. It's lovely if the young players take the chance to go abroad and play out in Australia or New Zealand, something like that, and quite a few of them have done just that. The guys who've been left at home are just sort of going through the gears now. They've been in first gear for a lot of the time now. The cricket started indoors, and we're just looking forward to a bit of dry weather and some outdoor practice within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Now, Paul Collingwood has had a hand operation, a problem with his thumb. Has that been successful as far as you know, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody connected with the operation was happy that everything should be on schedule and he'll be ready for the first game. It was an extension of the bad injury that he had last year playing against Warwickshire, and it sort of reoccurred in a different way, in a different severity, just around the Christmas time. So the operation was necessary, and as I say, he should be back in time.
And he'll be crucially important to you throughout the season, you'd have thought, someone of his experience.
Yeah, I mean, he did a brilliant job coming in as captain of the four-day team for the second half of the season. Steadied the ship and his experience and calmness really benefited everybody. But we've lost one or two experienced players, and it puts a greater onus on two things, really. The experienced players who were left, himself and Benkenstein with the bat. And also it puts a real onus on the lads who are going to be given opportunities to further their careers at the other end of the age scale.
Another experienced player, Steve Harmison, he went out on loan, didn't he, to Yorkshire last season. What level of involvement are you expecting and hoping that he'll have in what is his benefit year at Durham?
Well, he's worked hard, he's been in the gym, and he's done more bowling. He's never been a great advocate of bowling indoors. It's quite hard on the bowler's backs and legs and things, but he's done more than he's ever done. So he's trying to stake a claim for a place in the team. But the bowling unit that played last year for the majority of the games did a wonderful job. And if they stay fit with the addition of one or two really promising young bowlers, then it's going to be a hard unit to break into.
So you've got a few more young players coming through the ranks. I mean, we've seen several in recent years, of course, coming through.
Yeah, one or two have played for a season or two. Opening batsman Mark Stoneman, I think, has got a really good future. Chris Rushworth, who got into the team last year, got 40-odd wickets. I think with the ball, he's going to take a lot more responsibility, and he and Graham Onions, I think, could be a really potent opening attack. So we're looking forward to some really positive, exciting cricket, and although the team is gradually getting restructured, but we're still hoping for similar sort of results as we've had over the last few years.
You'd obviously have been very disappointed that Ben Stokes got sent home from the England Lions tour. Are you confident that he can put that behind him?
I am very confident. I think it's a chastening experience. It's, to use the cliche, it's a learning experience on a learning curve. He's obviously done one or two things that he'd rather not have done, wouldn't do again in similar situations, hopefully. But that sort of incident can be a real positive thing if you learn from it and make that as a spur to improve your performances, which I think he's determined to do. He's still only 21 or perhaps 22, very young player, very young fella, but stacks of ability and got a huge future still in front of him.
And you're confident that he is kind of made of the right stuff and this was just an error that he learned from then?
Look, he wants to play at international level and there are temptations and whatever for young people generally. But if you want to earn the big money that's available at international sport, then you've got to make those sacrifices. And I think Ben has realised that over the last few weeks.
We've been talking about footballers on Twitter tonight on Total Sport, Jeff. I wonder if that's something that you keep an eye on in terms of your players as well, and a way of communicating with supporters, etc. Is that something that you think it could potentially be a danger, or does it not really bother you too much?
No, it's a matter of a huge concern, and those sort of individual and club responsibilities are continually expressed to the young players. We have a sort of a Twitter policeman within the club. So generally the players are pretty responsible. Obviously when emotions run high, they can let one or two silly things slip, but generally they take their responsibilities quite seriously in that respect.